Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Come on.
healed for me and a lifter of my head. You know, we need to get back to some God principles. You know, we need to wake up. All of us need to wake up. And it's been a hard day today. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of stuff happened today. And we want to pray and start the show out tonight. And if everybody will bow their head, let us all pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And for all those families out there that are hurting tonight, Lord, we ask that you give them some grace, Lord, and some reassurance. And for everybody who was traumatized, Lord, we ask for your help tonight. And Lord, we ask that somehow, some way, you reach the heart and souls of all the families in America, that families can talk to each other and that we can all love each other, and somehow we can heal the families in this country, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you give grace to the nation we call America, and Lord, help everyone to be able to stand up for being knocked down so hard in this time today for everything that happened. We're going to play the taps right now for the state employees, which were teachers that were killed today, for the principal who gave her life today, and for all the children that were killed today. We're going to honor them. Join me in a 10-second moment of silence as we honor all the fallen. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hey, Cody, you there? Hey, Cody.
Yeah, buddy, I got you.
My goodness, I had my phone on mute. You guys didn't hear anything I said, did you, except the music?
No, I couldn't hear anything. All I heard was some music, and I was wondering what was going on. That's why I sent you the message, because I couldn't hear anything else.
Oh, my goodness. Give me just a minute and let me start over again. I messed up. Give me just a minute. Okay, folks, we're going to start off with the Lord's Prayer. So I ask everybody to bow your heads and close your eyes, and let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our Father, we come to you tonight, and we just ask you, Lord, to help all the families in Connecticut. We ask everybody up there who's been affected by this horrendous action that this young man chose to take, and Lord, you would come in and comfort all those families, Lord, and all the police officers and the law enforcement and everybody that's had to come in and try to clean up the mess. Lord, we ask that you would come and give them relief, Lord, and if there's anybody in the barbecue world who can go up there and cook them a bunch of barbecue, Lord, give them grace and give them the ability to go up and give them the supplies they need, the money they need to get there, that they can put comfort in where there's so much pain. And, Lord, we want to thank you tonight for being with us and being kind to us. And, Lord, help what I've got to say tonight to go out and help those in need. In Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen. We're going to open it up with a few callers right quick and see what's going on. And okay, we've got Chris Chadwick and Lulu's Barbecue on the line. And I just got to ask you guys, how y'all feeling tonight about everything?
Well, good evening, Daryl. I'm still in shock. This is a horrific action this guy took. It's just hard to believe what he's done, and I'm just so sad. I just have no words to describe. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and she's in fourth grade, and I just couldn't imagine. And it's just. It's just so terrible. I wanted to call in and be supportive God bless all the people that's been devastated and by this horrific action. It's terrible, and my thoughts and prayers are with them. And it's going to be, it's going to take time and a lot of prayer to be vain. I just can't imagine. I'm still in shock. You know, I think the whole country's in shock. And it's just hard to put into words.
It is, I tell you. It's been a hard day for me, too. Lulu's, how you doing up there? You're in Missouri, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm headed up to St. Louis right now. You know, I called you just probably about 25 minutes ago and just headed out on my journey, and I was like, I'm going to call Daryl and see what they got to show tonight. I'm going to call in and talk to you, and you said, you know, what the show was going to be about, and I knew it was the reason why I called you because, you know, I was cooking today. I was cooking lunch about 12:30. I just happened to peek over at my phone, looked at the headlines, read about 27 dead. That's about all I really read. I didn't want to read any more. And it just kind of it really irritated me and put me in a rant stage to where usually on Facebook I usually don't say a whole lot about anything other than barbecue, but today it just kind of set me off to where I posted up my little rant about how I felt, and, you know, there's a lot of people felt the same way, and, you know, there's a lot of things going on in this world that just don't make any sense because, you know, it's like nobody has morals or respect in the U.S. of A. anymore, and I just don't understand it, you know. I love my life, and I love, you know, what I do every day, and I love, you know, just waking up every day, and I know people has up and downs, and I know they got problems, and I've been there before. I've had problems. I've had issues, and, you know, just like tonight, I'm driving 2 hours north, and when I used to have a job that I used to have to drive an hour to work every day, and it was always my thinking time. It was when I cleared my head. No matter if something happened last night, something happened that morning, something happened through the day at work, it was always my thinking time, and it always relaxed me, and I could contemplate, you know, a lot of things going on in the world and a lot of things in my life that say, hey, you need to change this or you need to do this. And, you know, I don't know if people really sit down and think about anything. You know, I was watching a Christmas movie last night, and A Town at Christmas Forgot or something, and it's about this town called Nowhere, and the town's dying. They had a coal mine, you know, big industry going on. The coal mine died, you know, everybody left town, but except a few people, you know, there's several people who still live there, and this family that town, and pretty much this family, you know, changed the whole preference of this town. But yeah, I remember one thing more than anything. It was a little boy, and there was a guy that looked like Santa Claus, and he had a toy shop. And the little boy went there, kept bugging him, and they was having a pageant, and the guy wouldn't come. He said, "This is what people do to you. They break you down, and they ruin everything you have." And he was like, "I don't understand." He, you know, he's a little boy. He's about 8 years old, and the guy's just mad at the world, just totally mad at the world. One coming out, one going to come be Santa Claus at the pageant, just hated everything. And the little boy said, "I think you need a timeout." He said, "Timeout? What's that?" He said, "Well, I don't really know what a timeout is." He said, "But my parents, when I do something wrong, they give me a timeout, and I'm supposed to sit there and think about what I've done wrong." And, you know, the guy that ran a toy shop sat there for a minute and thought, well, maybe it's not as bad as what I thought it was after he sat down and thought about it. And, you know, a lot of people in the USA today, that we don't sit down and think about anything. We believe everything should be handed to us, and we believe that we should have it no matter what because somebody else has got it. And because I got problems, nobody else has problems. Everybody has problems in the world. I have problems. Chris Chadwick has problems. Daryl Mast, you have problems. Everybody has problems. But it's how you deal with them that makes a big difference. And I don't really know the whole scenario of what happened. I don't know how old the shooter was. I don't know if it was a grown man. But there's something always going on in the United States every day of somebody shooting in a bank, just kind of like the congresswoman that was, I guess she was in a hair salon or somewhere, you know, she got shot. It's just one of those things you cannot wrap your mind around or what makes people understand. I understand the self-defense when you shoot people when there's a self-defense act. But just a malicious act of shooting people for no reason, I do not understand that, and I cannot understand that or why people want to do this. Because you're not hurting yourself. You're hurting other people. You're hurting the people's, the children's parents. You're hurting other families. There's other people out there that care about their lives, care about their families, that you're hurting more than anything else but just yourself. And that's what I don't understand. And from what I understood in a headline, I don't know if it's accurate or not, that the man took his own son's life. I don't understand how you can take your own son's life. It's mind-boggling. I'm pretty furious about it because you can't figure it out. And
no,
you know,
there's no thinking
about it. You know, when I was in high school, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, school shootings were happening every week. Every week. And one was not too far from us. It was about an hour away. I mean, it was close to home. And it's just one of those things that you just can't wrap your head around, no matter what community you're in, whether my little town, your little town, or somebody else's little town. It's not just big cities. It's usually the medium-sized cities that, you know, stuff happens like that. And it, you know, I like to think of my home as a safe place. And this is bad to say, but when I go places around my community within, I don't know, 30, 40 miles, I don't lock my doors on my vehicle. I know, people think I'm crazy. I just don't. The only time I ever lock my vehicles and I become overprotective around my family and I'm strict is during when it gets close to Christmas time, because it seems like something is always going on during Christmas time. I don't know why it is. I don't know if people are hurting for money or just having financial problems or having, you know, problems that they just can't deal with anymore, because stuff is always happening around Christmas time and I'm always super protective. And, you know, my heart goes out to the families that lost these children because they cannot be replaced. And for what reason? There was no reason for them not to be here today.
Well,
and I know we're getting farther into it, so I'm going to let you talk, and
there is a reason, and if you'll give me just a minute, let me read this passage. I read it once, but I didn't realize my phone was on mute. Let me read it again. And you guys listen to these words, and this will really say something to you. Romans 1, 21 through 28. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their own imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into the birds, into the four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to their uncleanliness through the lust of their hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of women, burned in lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. I tell you, if that doesn't epitomize where we're at right now, you know, if we as a country could somehow, you know, the book of Deuteronomy was the Bible that the Jews used when they traveled in the desert for 1,000 years. And, you know, I was at Fruitland Bible Baptist Institute, and they started off all our class, you know, with this. And they said, the reason the Jews followed the book of Deuteronomy was quite simply because it worked. It worked as a society for some reason. If you follow the rules the Bible put down, it works. You know, we became the greatest nation in the world. And we're coming to the last days, and the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. You know, it's coming. And so as we get, you know, closer to that time, people get worse. And every society has their crazies. But I want to read this right here for everybody before we start talking again. And, you know, if you're out there hurting tonight, I'm doing this show for you. And, you know, I love every one of you out there, and I know there's a lot of pain. But you know what? There is a God. I know that he is real. He is real. And, folks, you know, listen to these words right now, and I know you're going to know what they are. But, you know, just like on 9/11, it seemed like we had to get back to the Bible to somehow heal that which hurted. And you know what's funny is when the bad times come, it sure is good to be able to reach back there and get God's hand. Well, let me read these words to you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And there's a little thing about 9/11. A woman came and sang Amazing Grace. And I want to play that for you because the things she says, I feel like, are so befitting for what we're going through tonight. Oh, Lord, I can't find it. Okay, we'll go back. Let's bring all the callers back in, and let's just talk a little bit about the events of the day. 780-953, you're on the line.
Hi. I'm calling to ask, what does shit taste like?
What a what?
Hi. What does poop taste like? Tell me.
All right, let me tell you this. Why don't you get your butt off the radio? It's people like you that make this world a piece of crap. We're talking
Man.
About something that matters here, and this is Lulu's Soul Smoking Radio Show. All right? This is me talking. If you were calling my show and you want to talk crap, talk crap. But we're talking about something that seriously happened today in Connecticut about the lost their life. So I apologize for the inconvenience for the rest of the listeners online for some idiot. So please get off the line and go do something that might change your life and change this world instead of causing problems. You got it?
That's right. Get off. That's right.
Well, now that the idiot's off the air, isn't it good to be able to, you know, go back to, you know, where the power's at and the comfort is? You know, when things get hard, as you can call out on God's name, and he seems like he'll always come where you are and lift you up when your head's down. Do y'all ever feel like that?
Yeah. Daryl, you know, it's Cody, you did a good thing right there. Daryl, you're doing a great thing here. You know, that guy has no respect. That's part of the problem right there. And that infuriates me. And, you know, I try to remain calm most of the time. This dude getting on here doing that, that's very disrespectful. But back to this, my thoughts and prayers go out to all of the families that have been impacted by this. The children, bless their hearts. You know, they're already walking with the Lord right now. And, you know, it's just so, such a sad, sad day. I'm just kind of speechless on this subject tonight. And, and Cody, how old's your son?
He's six.
Six. Okay, and my daughter's 10, and I know I couldn't personally ever think about something like this. It would completely tear me apart. This 24-year-old man kills somebody at his house. He goes to the elementary school. He kills his mother. He's shooting and killing all these kids. There's no telling what caused this guy to flip and do this. He was definitely mentally disturbed. We'll never know exactly what made him do this. But I hope they come to, these families come to a little closure as the weeks and the months and the years go by, it's going to take years for this to be to ease, for years of time for this to be the pain to go away. And I can't personally, I don't know what else to say. It's just tragic. And I'm just here and glad to be a part of Barbecue Superstars and here and us discussing this. It helps me. I hope it helps a lot of the listeners. And I hope we have some callers to call in that want to express themselves.
Yeah, some legitimate callers that ain't some kind of weirdo like the guy who did the shooting. That's hard to believe that somebody on a show like this. But, you know, the devil, you know, he's doing his thing. And, you know, it's definitely a conflict in the country about all this way people live and all that stuff. And so, you know, I guess we just have to deal with it. I want to read another little passage right here to help everybody out. And
hey, Daryl.
Once
you post that up on my page, there was a lot of comments and a lot of people talking about it on that post I put up. Won't you throw a link up on my page and tell them what we're talking about, because I can't do it. I'm driving at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need to be playing with your phone driving down the interstate either.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not. I got my headset on, and I apologize for losing my cool. I just hate idiots and people that don't respect stuff.
We don't tolerate it, do we?
No, I don't tolerate it, and I won't.
Hey, did y'all hear me?
No. Yeah. Yeah. We can hear you.
Okay.
What time
hey,
is it? I'm sorry. Go on.
I'm sorry. I've been sitting here listening. I'm Daryl's son, Josh. I didn't know y'all could hear me. But
go on, Josh.
I don't know if my dad's told y'all much about me, but about 2 years ago, it's probably been, I got saved. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And to that point in my life, I was completely in a, I don't know what you call it, in a hopeless state of mind. And I'm going to tell you, God's revealed to me some very big things, and I'm actually going to school to be a Baptist preacher, which I'm already preaching. I have to go to school. God gave me what to say, you know. But anyways, I'm not surprised that, you know, that sick thing that happened today. I mean, the devil's rearing his evil head, and the devil has his minions everywhere, and there is such thing as demons, and that's the reason that whoever that dude called the way he was acting, that's the reason he done that. You know, God stir, devil can stir up some people just like God can, you know, work on people. But anyways, you know, that's horrible that happened, and I can't imagine what those people are going through. But, you know, this country has chose to push God out. I was actually watching a Democratic convention when the presidential election was going on or whatever that was. And that woman actually got up, said, and they put her on camera. They're actually voting whether to put God's name and something on the platform or something. And they actually told this woman got up. They voted three times on it. And I don't know if they kept it or not. I can't remember. But there was this woman that got up, and she said, we don't want God. We don't want God. And that's exactly what this country's aimed towards. They don't want God. And the bad thing about it is when you take God, you take morality out of things. You take protection out of things. You take it all away. Anything good, you take it away. You know, whether, you know, a person wants to believe that or not, I mean, it's the truth. Where else did morals come from? Where did they come from? Where did the, you know, good and evil come from? The thought of good and evil. It come from God. He's the one who gives the knowledge of these things.
All right, let me, Josh, read this right here right quick. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 1:20. And I'm reading the Bible a lot tonight because I know it's going to help everybody's heart, but 1 Corinthians 1:19 says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent, I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? He has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believed. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. And folks, you know, that's one reason I love the barbecue world. It's because, you know, the wisdom of God is to go out and help people who need help. Barbecue people are always willing to go out and cook barbecue for people whose house has been destroyed or who's had a flood or who's had trouble and all. And that's God's wisdom. You know, if a man strikes you on the left side of your face, turn to him the right. And in God's terms, you know, that, I mean, in the world's terms, that's foolishness. But in God's terms, it's wisdom. And I tell you where that comes in, is we shouldn't let people just bring weapons and come over here and take over our country. But, you know what, we need to work together and love each other. You know, we need to give up a little bit of our pride and cooperate and try to make a functioning country out of what we got here. You know, we all want to be number one because that's what American ideas say. You need to go out, you need to be number one in everything. But you know what? Without love and cooperation between each one of us, our democracy cannot work. And, you know, what we saw today was some of that, because that boy in his own personal greediness, for whatever gratification, for whatever he mentally was putting out there, he went in there and killed children, folks. And what a sad day in our country. What a sad day for all of us. And, you know, I think that's sort of what it's saying is, you know, God makes the results. Now, we go out, barbecue competition, and we try to put the best we can in that box. We try to cook the best barbecue that the world can offer in order to win that trophy. But, you know, when you run as hard as you can and you've given the best you've got, then the rest is in God's hands. And you know what? If we cooperate and give a little of our own pride up, maybe God will have grace on us and move us forward. And what do you think about that, Chris?
Well, I think it's just, you're just right on right there. the barbecue community is a close community. They have family values. They have morals. They have respect. They have courtesy. They have class. You know, and they have morals. Now, if this country would just go by those principles, which the majority, they still do, but, you know, the times are harder. They're trying. They're more difficult. No jobs. No money. People are desperate. They have a lot of issues. Everybody has issues. It's all not green grass. You know, it's not greener on the other side of the fence. We all have our issues and problems. How we become who we are is how we handle our issues. As long as we continue handling our issues properly, we will continue on. When we take things like this man did in his own hands and handled it the way he saw fit, that's when the whole society will crumble. And I just firmly believe the man that don't know the Lord has nothing. So, and I'm my faith isn't as strong as it needs to be, but I do believe in God.
I had an idea today, Chris. I want to run this by you and Cody from Lulu. if every barbecue team, every single one of them, all 4,000, 5,000 of them. Now, folks, there's probably 20,000 pharmacies in the United States. So if we had 10,000 new barbecue restaurants, and the barbecue teams, everybody started their own restaurant, and they got their wife and their children in that restaurant, and they all worked together to run it, I mean, that was sort of like the old system of America, and at least our barbecue families could all talk to each other all day, every day, as the kids come home from school and they come in back in the barbecue restaurant to cook some barbecue and run the place. Maybe as a barbecue society, we could protect ourselves a little bit. And, man, let's all make – and you know what else? The love of barbecue in those restaurants. Man, I tell you, if we have as many barbecue restaurants as they got pharmacies, maybe we could spread a little let's get back to American values. What do you think about that?
Oh, me. You're talking about flooding the market with barbecue.
Hey, they'd be killing some hogs then, wouldn't they?
Well, I'm telling you, we wouldn't have enough pig around here to do all that. Man, but that is a thought. That is a heck of a thought. Well, you know, it's there's a lot of things we can do, and I know the barbecue sure has helped me a whole lot, and it's a big part of my life. I know it's a big part of yours, and I know it's a big part of Cody's also. And that's why we're on here, because we care. And when more people start caring, there's going to be a lot less issues. I firmly believe that. What do you think about that, Cody?
Sorry, I had you on mute.
That's all right.
You know, that's what you were saying a while ago about morals and respect. There's really no morals in this world today. And, you know, the kids pretty much run things in the families these days. It's not like it was, you know, it's not even like what I was when I grew up. You know, I had respect for my mother and my father, you know, and people around me. And those morals are instilled in me today. Is everybody like, no, everybody's not like that. Do I expect everybody to be like that? No, I don't expect everybody to be like that, because it's just not going to happen. But, you know, take pride in yourself for who you are and who you represent, because I think a lot of people don't think about that. The dinner table was a thing of the past, and even in my house, it's a thing of the past. You know, I can remember growing up, you know, there was always meal on the table. We all ate at the same time, same table, and everybody, you know, enjoyed the meal. You find out what it was all about, what everybody's day was about. You know, that don't exist anymore in the lives of people. It's not there. And that's one of the things, you know, I think, you know, people say video games and TV and things like that are the bad influences on kids. It's really not. The bad influences on kids are the parents. That's 100% how I feel. It is the parents, because they do not discipline kids. And I'm probably making some people mad out there right now, but it's okay, because I'm speaking about my life, about what I do. And everybody's not going to be that way. But, you know, nobody really disciplines their kids or makes them mind anymore, and they pretty much just do whatever they want to do. I mean, I was in a store. I was in Sam's one day getting some supplies. And there was two kids in a buggy and a dad. And the two kids in the buggy, one was screaming at the top of its lungs. They was probably 4 and 6, somewhere around there. But screaming at the top of their lungs, I'm sorry. My kids don't act like that, and I don't want to hear it. And I told the guy, I said, if you're going to let your kids scream like that, go on the other side of the store, because I don't want to listen to it. He acted like he never even heard them, and it did not bother him. But everybody else around him, it was irritating. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, a lot of parents, they just deal with whatever the kids do just so they don't, you know, they're used to it because they listen to it 24/7. Ever since I've had my kid, I have disciplined him in some way or another. I'm not saying whoopings or beatings. You know, I know people out there, I'm not whooping my kid. You don't have to. But your kids need to fear you. If your child does not fear you a little bit and respect you, then you got problems. And my child, I love him. He loves me, and he respects me. And when I ask him to do something, he does it. Not because he has to, but just because he respects me. And, you know, he don't talk back to me. I can't stand it when I hear a kid talking back to their parents. Oh, that irritates me. Even if I'm not their father or, you know, their parent, oh, it irritates me. I can't handle it. And when you're speaking about God, you know, God is not a general subject in the world today. And I'll say this. I don't talk about God a whole lot because all it does is cause problems in most areas because some people approve, some people don't, and there's so many different versions of what God is out there, and people just, you know, get over it. But, you know, I'm a born-again, saved Christian. I am a Baptist anyway. But that's beyond the point. But, you know, there's no respect or morals even in the church houses today, a lot of them. A lot of them's just, you know, different about the way they believe, and nobody, they really don't have church anymore. And that's not the subject I'm going on, you know, because I always hear people say, well, everybody talks about God and, you know, this is what happened and, you know, this guy was saved or this guy was not and this guy, blah, blah, blah. You know, shootings, bad things are going to happen. I am a born-again, saved Christian. But it's not like I can't go pick up a gun and go kill somebody if I wanted to because I could. And people always go, well, God could, why did God allow that? It's not that God allowed it. We still make decisions in our own lives, whether or not. God is an influence in our life. But we still make choices in our life of how things are going to be or how things are going to change. And that's just the facts of life. You know, God's not going to come down and say, hey, you're not going to shoot him. It just don't work like that. But if you instill those values into yourself, it does change a person. And it will change, you know, the world. And before too long, I'll just say this. There will be hell on earth. It's coming. I mean, it is coming. There's stuff every day that happens. There's a lot of stuff that's been happening that a lot of people don't see, and there's a lot of stuff. My brother is he's not a preacher because he does not run a church, but he is a man of God that has been called to preach, and he does preach and fill in. But, you know, he opened a lot of things to my eyes that has been happening around the world the past month and a half that, you know, the average person don't see, that I don't see, because I don't keep up with it. But if you can go through and look, not the front pages, because they're not going to say anything about it on the front pages, but if you dig a little deeper, you can find out a whole lot of stuff that you never knew what was going on in this world. I don't know if y'all know of anything. Y'all want to talk about that?
Well, you know, one thing I want to say is that I guess for a couple thousand years now, we thought that Jesus was coming soon, and we have no guarantee of that. You know, all we really have is today. And you know what? All we have is how we treat each other. And I'm going to tell you something. Hate doesn't work. Hate doesn't work. Hate destroys us all. And, you know, I'd like to throw something out there that I want everybody to think about. Over in Britain, you've got the House of Lords, you got the Dukes and the Lords and the King. And if you were to move over to Britain right now, you'd find out that all the people in Britain are dirt poor. The people in Britain are taxed 70%. The people in Britain are regulated till they cannot own their own business. And if you look at what's going on in this country, we're starting to turn into that. I mean, if you look at the rich people, the top 1%, the top 5%, those are the only people who can successfully go out here and run a business because we've created all these regulations that keep the average poor man from going out and starting something that he can be profitable in. And this hate that's coming in our country is not American. It's British. And, you know, we need to start thinking about Americans and being Americans again, folks, because I'm going to tell you something. when American people decide they're going to do something, they win World War II. They win World War I. And the only reason we won those wars and we did the things we did is because Johnny down the road cooperated with Big Man at the end of the street. And Big Man at the end of the street cooperated with Johnny down the road. When you think that you're better than your brother, hate and un-American activity happens. But when you cooperate and love your brother, then the American way starts to emerge. And barbecue is a perfect picture of the American wave. And I was talking to Kenny Nadu down here in Florida, and he was telling me a story about one of his barbecue brothers gave him barbecue sauce to use. It was Budmeister, and he didn't use it the first contest, but he went to a second contest, and he used Budmeister's barbecue sauce. And he went in there and won a grand champion. And Budmeister was just as happy for Kenny winning that contest using his sauce as he was if he used that sauce. You know why, folks? It's because success for one of us is success for all of us. And it ain't all about you, and it ain't all about me. It's about us. It's about us working together. It's about us loving each other just a little bit, one day at a time. And that is the message that Jesus brought when he said, the wisdom of this world is foolishness. Because you know what? When we want to step on other people and do things in a dirty way, then democracy fails and we end up in the big mess that we're in. And that's sort of what happened today. And it was a sad day for all of us. But you know, more than that, it was a sad day for the children. And, you know, I want to play this little song right now for all those children who were hurt today. And I hope you guys understand the message that it brought for all of us. And I just want to put that message on this radio show.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Don't we all wish that we could find our strength in love? You know, what does it take today for everybody to give up just a little piece of their self? You know, do something because you're not going to make money, but because it's the right thing to do. Can any of us give up just a little to do something good for our fellow man? You know, one thing that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did when he took office, he gave a speech. And the thing the speech said was, is that when big businessmen do business like thieves, then democracy fails. When you as an individual with a small business take advantage of your brother in any way, democracy fails. And you know, the wisdom of this world is foolishness, Brad. We need to reach out to our neighbors, to our community. You know, the biggest lie that's ever been put on the American people is that in our local communities, there's just millions and billions of dollars, and that you can go in there and just become the biggest businessman that ever lived, but you have to do people wrong to get there. You know, it's in the big movies they put out nowadays. You know, it seems like the message is, oh, I got $20 million in the bank. I did a lot of people wrong to get there, but look at me now. Does it matter how I got it? Folks, it does matter. Because you know what? We're all connected. You know, what they said during this last couple months about, and you know, at first I was like, well, I'm not connected to some people. No, friends, we are all connected. You know what? There are only so many people that live in every town. So guess what? There's only so much money there. And you know, Walmart and all these big corporations, they're worldwide. They're in every town. We're not in every town. We're in the town we're in. So you know what? We have to do the best we can within the reach that we have to make money. And there's only one way to do that, and that's if you cooperate and be honest with your neighbor. And if you're dishonest, you're mean, or you do this or that, and you think, well, nobody knows, well, the results of what you did will be known. Everything done in the dark comes to the light, friends. And you know what? I care about you. Even these mixed up people that are coming in the chat room and wanting to get on here and say nasty things. You know what? I care about you too. You just don't realize what the truth is. And somehow, just like that poor boy who shot all those people today, in your twisted mind, you can't figure out what the rules are. But I got news for you. It doesn't matter what you do to me today. You know what? God knows what you do every day, and God knows who you are. And sure as you do your sowing, you shall reap, and you shall reap deep. And the worse that you do, the harder what is coming. And I'm going to tell you something. You can't control what's coming. There is only one. Now, folks, here's the truth of it all. We are in the time of the Holy Spirit. There was the time of God from Genesis 1 to Matthew 1. He ruled the earth directly. And then there was the time of Jesus, which only really lasted 3 years. But now we're in the time of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here to reprove every man. You know what? You don't have to believe what I'm saying. It's funny, in every movie you watch, In every corner of the world, oh, well, you did wrong, so you've got recompense coming. Something bad's going to happen to you. You know, the guy in the movie does this or that. Nobody knows it. He thinks he got away with it. 30 years later, here comes a tumbling down he thought he'd never get. You know why? The Holy Spirit doesn't forget. And you know something, folks? you're being weighed what you do. And love is God's wisdom. And the wisdom of the world is hate and greed. And you know what? We have to live by the rules. Now, you don't have to believe in God. All you got to do is live by the rules. The rules say that you do honesty, you do good to those who do evil to you, and you try to live a good life, and you'll live a long time. There was an 85-year-old man one time when I was selling firewood. I sold firewood for 18 months just because I wanted to prove to God that I didn't have any pride. And you know what he told me? He said, you'll live a long time if you always tell the truth. Are you telling the truth? Do you tell truth to people that ask you things, or do you lie? Or are you after your own what you want? I mean, what is it tonight? What are you after? Well, you need to ask yourself, is it good or bad? You know what's funny? God put the rule there about whether it's good or bad. You know, it doesn't matter if you don't believe in him. But you know what? You got to play by the rules. And I tell you, man, if we can move enough people back, then maybe we can preserve some of what our lives are and make it back so things like today don't happen. And if you want to call in, get in the chat room first and let me know. We got a bunch of people calling in that I don't know who they are, and it's making me a little worried. So the number is 347-202-0263. If you come in the chat room and let me know who you are, where I feel safe opening your mic, I'll do it. Well, Chris, I mean, so what's on your mind tonight as you're going down the road and you've heard everything I said? What does it make you think?
Well, Darryl, you know, it makes me think, you know, I'm thankful for what I have, my family. It makes me thankful that we still, you know, we're in peace. You know, we're a good family. We're in a good town. You know, you never know when a tragedy, something like this, tragic action is going to happen in anybody's town. But I'm thankful that we do live in the country we live in, simply because, you know, this goes on all the time, every day, every other day in all these countries. You know, it's just terrible all over the world. You know, we still live in the greatest country there is. I'll show you that these things can happen. And I'm proud to be here with y'all and helping tonight with the show and the thing you're doing. And I just want to be here with you. Again, my thoughts are all the victims and the families of this tragic act, of violence today. I'm still at a loss for words, but I am here, and just God bless him.
Yeah, me too. What about you, Lulu? What you got on your mind?
It kind of goes back to what you was talking about when I granted them all. You know, I lost my mother at a young age. It took a lot to deal with that. And, you know, I can honestly say barbecue saved my life. Not just God and going to church and things like that, but, you know, being in the barbecue world of, you know, how everything got started with us. I used to be the type of person that was all about money. That's just how I was. It was about what I had, how much I had, things like that. And I was always thinking towards the future. It took me a while, and to say this is that, you know, I am very happy with the man that I have become and the person I am today. I wasn't real happy with the person I used to be. But, you know, every morning I wake up and it don't matter what happened yesterday. It don't matter what happened tomorrow. It's always about today. Whatever happens today, you know, I can honestly say I love the people that's in my family and the people that are close to me for who they are. And used to, I couldn't say that because I didn't come around a whole lot. But, you know, just to be able to be there and, you know, have people that love me
and to have barbecue is, you know, one of my biggest trades is to have, you know, the people in the barbecue world, you know, their family. It's not, you know, people think barbecue, well, you're cooking barbecue. It's not really about that. It's a family organization, really, what it is, barbecue. It brings them together. I met so many people. But, you know, I cook every day. And to say the least, you know, we make money at this. But that's really not what I'm in it for. It does pay the bills. It does make a living. But it's not my main thing. You know, every day when I wake up and I cook and I do different things, it's to change people's lives. You can read that on my website or, you know, different things. You know, to change people's lives one item at a time or one day at a time. Because I get to see people face to face. I get to talk to them when they're down. I get to talk to them when things happen. You know, there's a lot of things that people don't understand that they don't get to see. You know, I usually give out about 5 meals a day free that I don't tell anybody about because I pick those people, and it's people that I feel like, you know, it's not their self that day or, you know, situations like that. But, you know, being in the barbecue world, and so you know, things really changed in my life where, you know, I'm happy for who I have become. And I don't think there's a lot in the world that people really look forward to now as what they used to. I think it's just work and, you know, problems or financial problems because everybody's in such a deficit right now. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing to understand when it comes to a situation like that. I know there'll be stuff resolved, you know, on down the road about why this took place, how things happened. Things like that, whether they lost their job or they had problems at home or mental issues or something like that. But I still can't wrap my head around it. You know, I always try to find the positive in the world every day of things that happen. No matter what happens, I always try to find the positive things in life. And I think that's what you kind of got to look at to find the positive things and not really look at the negative things. I don't really watch the news a whole lot because it's always got negative things on it. You know, it's like my brother, he was telling me all that stuff, and I said, one time in the past 4 or 5 years, I have been excited about the Christmas time. No, I'm not excited about the presents. No, I'm not excited about the trees. No, I'm not excited about all that. I'm just excited just to be able to share with my family, to be around them, to be around the people that love me. And I didn't used to have that. I used to dread it. You know, the past 4 or 5 years, I used to dread it. I hated it. And, you know, to take that, and I was like, you just give me stuff and you're killing me. You know, you're killing me. But to try to keep a positive spirit about myself, you know, it's like I'm headed somewhere now. I'm not discussing that because I'm not talking about myself. But just to change somebody else's life is what I'm on the road for tonight. Just to, you know, to be able to help change somebody else's life. Whether you know their problems or anything else, you can change it in barbecue. It's not just about competition. It's not just about making money. It's about changing people's lives because you get to see so many different things and so many different people that you get to come across. And that's pretty much the way you got to think about it through your days is how am I going to be touched and how am I going to touch other people's lives? And, you know, when I get up here today, it's not so much about me touching other people's lives that's going to change mine. Or me changing theirs, it's going to be about them changing mine, about my outlook and things that I put in perspective. And I think people need to kind of step back and take a moment and just kind of relax and close your eyes and say, what can I learn from the day? What's the positive things from the day? Not the negatives, because the negatives are going to always outweigh your positives no matter what. No matter what, 10-1, they're always going to outweigh it. But find that one positive thing and say, this is what I got done today. This is what went good today, and let's see what happens tomorrow. And that's about all I really got to say because, you know, the families are hurting, and you can't change that. You can't change anything. You know, that's just like, oh, I lost my mom to breast cancer. You know, I couldn't understand it. I couldn't make anything out of it. But looking at it, I had to find the positive things in life, or I'd be the same person that same day. It's just be negative, negative, negative. I could find them all day long, but I had to find the positives. The positives in my life was that when she come around, she made people smile. And that's what happens in my barbecue world. When people come see me, I make them smile. I get the least share of smile every day. You know, that's like Jeff Yoka. You know, I had him on the show the other night. I tried to send him a message, get him on the show tonight, but I don't have his service. You know, he lost his daughter. She was at an early age in college. She lost her life. Something just happened. You know, she was in an elevator, and I can't remember the exact details, but, you know, she lost her life. And he hung up about because she lost her life or, you know, get angry at God because he took her away. No. You know, one of her wishes was when she had a class project that her friends told her dad was that if she could have any job in the world, it wasn't to make money. It was to be the thank you fairy. Thank people.
Man, that's big, man. I tell you, that's he said a mouthful just then, and there's a lot of truth in what he just said. And we got the Detroit Lions fan on the line. He called in, and what's going on, Chiller Bob?
Yo, man, what's going on?
We just wanted to say hey to you right quick, and what's going on up around Detroit? Are you up around Detroit, or where are you at tonight?
I'm in Detroit right now.
Okay.
Oh, no, I am actually heading out to that game.
Okay. Well, I've got to ask you, what's your reaction to all that tragedy that happened today? Oh, okay. You must have lost a signal. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I know. My heart goes out to everybody. This almost looks like a regular caller. I might risk going ahead and put him on. Let's see if it isn't a regular caller. Hey, caller, who's this?
Hey, Dale, are you there?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey,
it's you. It's a Lulu's. I hit a dead zone. I'm sorry. It just dropped me. Pow. But let me finish my story about Jeff's daughter.
Oh.
Hey, you know, she was in an elevator. She was in college, and she just dropped dead. You know, he could have been angry at God. He could have been angry at the world. He found out from, you know, her friends that they had a project and they said, what job could you have? If you had any job in the world, what job would you want to be? She had asked for money. She didn't want your high-paying job. All she wanted to be was a thank you fairy, to thank people for what they've done through the day, whether or not she knew what it was or anything. He carries out that dream, you know, every day. He carries that out. And, you know, that's something that a lot of people can look forward to because, you know, when I first met him, he thanked me, and it just, you know, kind of brought me down to tears because it was the kind of the same situation that I was in, that you have to find the positives no matter how dark your hours are. You have to find the positives to be able to live the next day. So if you're listening tonight and there's a lot of things going on in your mind, find the positives. There's always going to be negatives, but you got to find the positive to make it out. I promise you. Because that's the only way that you're going to be able to change.
That's well,
right. You're right.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you got to turn a bad negative into a positive regardless. You've got to have a positive outlook, and I work on that myself. We all have our own challenges. And, you know, being, you've got to have that positive outlook. If something happens, you've got to turn it around and realize why that's happened and make it better. Turn it into a positive, and that's just what makes life better. And I agree with what Cody's saying completely. you just keep on keeping on. That's just bottom line. You've got to keep on keeping on and make it work regardless. So, you know, it's just that's just the way it is, and that's my belief. I can tell Cody believes in his heart too, and when you believe in your heart, you make it that way. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. We all have our challenges each day. Lord knows that. But that's what defines us and makes us who we are and makes us stronger is the challenges that we overcome each day. So, you know, I'm right on the same page, you know, with Cody, with you, Daryl. It's just what it is. It's what we do. It's what makes us who we are.
Well, I want to play this for everybody who died today, and let's follow with a 10-second moment of silence. And for everybody out there, let's just give the people who suffered today just a few minutes of our time to honor them.
Mm-hmm.
let's give a 10-second moment of silence for all the fallen children and the teachers. God bless everybody that lives in Connecticut tonight. Well, fellas, I might go ahead and knock off. We've got a Marine Corps salute, Amazing Grace, that we want to end the show off. And Barbecue Dave, just let us know if you don't mind, Dave. His son was shot by another team, and he takes care of him every day. And Dave, I didn't know that. Bless your heart, man. You know what happened today. You understand what happened today. And, you know, folks, in violence against other people, everyone loses. We are the rule of law now. The law is king. We've got laws that we have an army of policemen and military that are here to enforce. We're not in a time of Old Testament destruction to each other. We're in a time of the Holy Spirit where we're supposed to cooperate and work together, and God and the Holy Spirit makes the results. And don't pick up arms against your fellow man, because it just brings destruction to all of us. We're in a cooperation society now where you do good to your brother, your brother does good to you, and in the end, we have a stronger country and we all win. I hope the words that I said on this show and everyone said ring across this land, and I hope God will give an opportunity for the ideas that have been put across here to find their way into a lot of the sight and eyes and hearing of a lot of people in America tonight. Folks, I have traveled the United States in this past 2 years. I've been in every state. You know one thing I can say about everybody across America? We're all the same. You think you're better than your neighbor? He's no different than you are. You know, if you got ahead, way ahead, you had friends and cooperation from people. The people who can't get ahead might be jerks and they can't get cooperation with people. But you know what? They still want the same thing you do. We're all the same. We think the same. Our goals are the same. You know, I don't think there's very few people in the United States that don't wish they could be a success. But you know what? It's a hard road. It's not like it was in years past. We're in a new society. You know, the rich keep getting richer because they have cooperation, and the poor get poorer because they can find no cooperation. You wonder why people give millions to campaigns, political campaigns, because the people around that politician in that office will cooperate with them when the campaign's over, but they won't cooperate with you because you didn't give the money. See, cooperation in a democracy is what works. And we need folks, the families, to sit down and talk. When parents talk to kids, America works. Not holler at them, not condemn them. Words are tools, friends. Words are tools, especially in an impressionable child. Now, you want a child to understand authority, but you also want a child to understand reason. Reasoning. You know, when you get a blank page, that is a child that comes into your care, a blank page, what you paint on that page is where he turns out, folks. What are you going to write on your child in the next coming days? What are you going to write on your child in the next few years? They're looking to you for their self-esteem. They're looking to your idea and view of the world. Do you want to make them into champions, or do you want them to pick up guns and kill people at schools? It's all in your words. Words are weapons.
That was a song, and I think everybody knows it. But words can be uplifting and graceful. And so let me leave you with these words. I love everybody out there. You know something? Do you care about anyone? Are you out there tonight and you think that you're all alone and nobody cares about you? Well, there is one person that cares about you. And I'm right here. My name's Daryl. And I'm on Barbecue Superstars. You want a place to go? 7 nights a week on Barbecue Superstars, we got radio. And you know what? We want you. And we want to be there for you. And we want you to find a home at Barbecue. Because you know what? They might have lost a football game. They might have lost a basketball game. But we never lost a Barbecue. And you are welcome where the Barbecue events are. You are welcome where there is a Barbecue. So, folks, if you never remember anything I ever said, you just remember that Daryl will give you a chance and another chance, and I'll give you 1,000 chances. Because you know what? You are all I got. And I love everyone. I love you guys, too. Lulu, you be careful. And, Chris, thanks for coming on. I couldn't have done this show without you, man. I needed you tonight, Chris, and I just want you to appreciate how much you called in and everything.
Well, Daryl, you know, I'm glad to be here. You know, I'm here anytime I can be for you. Every time you need me, I'm right here just a phone call away. I'm just glad to be a part with you and Cody and all the other guys. I thank you for all you've done for me. And you're important to me too, and so is Cody. You guys, y'all just great guys, and I'm here to support these parts. So God bless y'all, and try to and be careful, Cody. You be careful on your journey, and God bless you for the work you're doing and feeding those people. I wish I could have been there to help you, brother. And, y'all have a good night and a safe journey home. Okay.
All right, bud.
Okay, Cody, you got any parting words?
No, not really. I got about an hour left of my journey, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of thinking going on. You know, I think it's a positive to come out tonight. Things have been said, things have been done. You know, it kind of reminds me of a story I'm going to share real quick. You know, there was a police officer in New York. It was posted. It went around. Tons of people commented on it. Tons of people saw it. More likely, if I'm talking about it, you probably heard about it. But there was a guy sitting outside. He had no shoes on. It was like freezing cold weather. And the police officer left, went and got him some shoes, and brought him back some boots and a pair of socks. And, you know, you can see the kindness that was happening. But there's always negative that comes out. You know, and people was posting up, well, this looks like a stunt. It looks like, well, how convenient. The homeless guy that didn't have any shoes on sitting out in front of a shoe store. You know, he might have been sitting in front of a shoe store. I understand that. But there's still a point of the matter. The man still didn't have no shoes on, and it was still freezing weather. And the police officer went, used his money, and bought the man a pair of socks and a pair of boots. So, as the moral goes is tonight, you can either find the negative in things, or you can find the positive in things. They'll both be there. But I assure you, if you take the positive thing, you'll be more happy with yourself than you will if you go with the negative things.
Amen. That's been a wonderful message for you tonight, Lulu. And Lulu's Barbecue is on every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. And Chris Chadwick, the Chris Chadwick Show, is on Sunday night, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Make sure that you don't miss either one of those shows. And what a blessing they've been tonight. And folks, you know, when you think about the U.S. military, they are what America is all about. I was in the U.S. Army Infantry for 4 years. And, you know, you give of yourself, you give of your life, and you ask nothing in return but just the pride and the esprit de corps of protecting this country we call America. And we want to end off tonight with that spirit for all the passed on that passed on today. They didn't mean to pass on. They weren't scheduled to pass on. Each one of them had a life that could have went a lot further. But God chose to take them. And that evil young man who was twisted did the most evil thing that's been done in a while. So to honor them, all our troops and the American spirit, we're going to end it off with this. And I love every one of you. Barbecue Day, thank you for being here tonight. And thank you for everyone who listened. We had a huge crowd come through. And I hope each one of you can take something home. And I hope everybody that might listen to this can take something home that might make our country a little better. God bless all the people in Connecticut on December 14th, 2012. Hallelujah. Good night, everybody.